The epistle for the last Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Colossians chapter 1. Brethren, we cease not to pray for you and to beg that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of God in all things pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the power of his glory, in all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the powers of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 24. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. Then they that are in Judea, let them flee to the mountains, and he that is on the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of his house, and he that is in the field, let him not come back to take his coat. And woe to them that are with children and that give suck in those days, but pray that your flight be not in the winter or on the Sabbath. For there shall be then great tribulation, such as hath not been from the beginning of the world until now. Neither shall be, and unless those days have been shortened, no flesh shall be saved, but for the sake of the elect those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, 'Lo, here is the Christ,' or 'there,' do not believe him. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' go ye not out. Behold, he is in the closets, believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and appeareth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles also be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be moved. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with much power and majesty. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great voice, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest parts of the heavens to the utmost bounds of them. And from the fig tree learn a parable. When the branch thereof is now tender and the leaves come forth, you know that summer is nigh. So you also, when you shall see all these things, know ye that it is nigh, even at the doors. Amen, I say to you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass." Please be seated. I am thinking thoughts of peace, not of punishment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have reached the end of the liturgical year. And so it's always a reflection for us of how we have spent this past year, and then certainly the upcoming year. The Church gives to us in this gospel account the second coming of our Lord. And in one, our Lord gives us this vision not in a way to satisfy our curiosity about the end of the world and what to expect or to know that it is now, this is when it comes. But it is something for us then to look at, that our Lord gives this vision of the end of the world as a means to try to help us to put our lives in perspective of eternity. And that, again, is the whole purpose of why we were here on this earth, is to look at our lives in a sense of eternity, of how all our actions, all our thoughts, they go toward our judgment. They go toward eternity itself. And so that is what our Lord has given to us on this last Sunday of Pentecost, the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And then again, we see almost a repetition of the gospel for the first Sunday of Advent. Again, a means for us that the Church gives to us to think about, to think and to contemplate about. And it's a help to us to reflect on these things. Because certainly our Lord has not made clear when is the end of the world. Just in the same way that we can look at it, he's never made light to us in terms of what is the end of our own lives. Both of these things are a mystery to us. We know not the day nor the hour that God will call us from this world, and we know not the day nor the hour at the end of the world. Yet, our Lord, yes, he gives us some signs to look at, to think about, to contemplate. But again, he doesn't clearly spell it out for us and said, okay, well then this is what will happen and this is how long it will be until the end of the world. And so we can say kind of the moral that our Lord is trying to give to us from this discourse is to be prepared. And that when you look at this gospel account, we can see there's different events that our Lord gives to us for our contemplation. And first, he talks about, obviously, the destruction of Jerusalem at that time. He said what was foretold by the prophet Daniel. And that destruction, again, was a warning sign to the people. It was a warning for them to understand what was to take place. And so Daniel the prophet, he spoke to them about this destruction that is to come. And why? Because the people turned away from God. We also see that in the lamentations of the prophet Daniel. How he laments the fact of Jerusalem turning their back on Almighty God. And because of turning their back on Almighty God, this is what will happen to you. So in that way, we can also see how it is fitting for us to meditate upon this at the end of, in a sense, a calendar year for us, of how we need to reflect and to see how we turned our back on Almighty God. You know, as the abomination of desolation to come for our own soul. And that reflection we must try to make at this time. Our Lord continues on in this gospel account of, yes, giving us some signs of the end of the world, what is to come. But again, as I say, he never gives us a date for it. It will come unexpectedly to us. We may see different signs that come, but really, when you look at it and you see very clearly what are the signs in that, we've been living through some of those signs for many years now. So when is the end of the world going to come? God only knows. But that reflection we must try to make for our own souls. We must try to reflect and to think about these times. But more importantly, for our own soul, what are these times for our own soul? So that's where then our Lord, he kind of paints that scene for us of talking about all the different things, you know, the famines, the wars, the different things. And he even says, you know, it's a shame if you're going to live in that time. And so again, we must consider our own soul at this point as we've come to the end of a liturgical year, as we try to prepare then for the next. We're preparing for something, yes, we have no idea. Will this be our last year? Do we have more time? Do we not? Again, God only knows. And that's why then very clearly the end for all of us is unknown. Just as the end of the world is unknown, the end for all of us will come as a thief in the night. And so that is why then our Lord kind of gives us the understanding, you must be prepared. You must be ready for that. And so for us to take advantage of this opportunity, yes, we can look at and see, obviously, the picture that is painted for us of the general judgment. Something in a way that we kind of reflected upon during the time period of the poor souls. You know, our Lord seated at his throne of glory. That we know that our Lord will come to judge every one of us in the presence of all nations. And then you see that he talks about how the separation, the separation from the sheep from the goats, those that are saved from those that will not be saved. And we see how the angels will separate those souls at that time. And for us, it's the reflection. How have we spent our life? How have we spent the time that God has given to us? And then, yes, will come the sentence of judgment. That sentence will come for every single one of us. So how have we utilized our time? How have we spent the time that God has given to us? Have we utilized it well? Have we not? I mean, are we, in a sense, in a way, a desolation to God because of how we have spent our time? And so we know that the second coming, our Lord will come as King. As we prepare for Advent, we prepare for the Christ child that is coming. But his second coming, he will come as the King. And that is where then the great sign will be shown to all nations. Many of the spiritual authors say that great sign is the cross, the means of our salvation. And even in some ways, a stumbling block to other people who did not understand it, who did not accept it, who did not realize what it meant for each and every one of us. But our Lord comes. And so then how can we, when we reflect on these things in the gospel account, as I say, and then we look to the next Sunday and we see the same kind of gospel account for us, how do we look and see how the introit tells us, the Lord says, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. How? How is that for us? Well, again, if we are prepared, if we are ready, then certainly we will not have to worry about thoughts of affliction. That it will be thoughts of peace for our soul. If we are prepared, if we are ready for that point. Again, we know not the time nor the hour, so therefore we must try to be ready each day of our life. If we have the misfortune of losing the grace of God, we must try to come back to it as soon as we can. Because we're not promised anything. That we realize that this time period on earth is simply a trial for us. And so that's why it's important for us to prepare ourselves well. So yes, we have the mission to help us to prepare for the season of Advent. Take advantage of that. Spend that time to try to help yourself to prepare for this great feast of Christmas. Making sure that your soul is ready to receive our Lord. So take advantage of these opportunities that we have. Nor our Lord continues on in the introit that we see, he says, if you call upon me, I will hear you. And so, yes, instead of just looking at Christ coming as our judge, we can also reflect upon the mercy of Almighty God. Or maybe even reflecting for our own lives, how many opportunities has he given to us? How many chances has he given to us? I mean, simply God could have given us one opportunity, one chance, and that was it. But he continues to give us opportunities. And maybe we abuse those opportunities. Well, now the reflection for us is to try to look at that and say, what can I do? How can I change that? You know, in a way, how can this Advent be different than maybe previous Advents? That is what we must try to reflect upon. The peace that our Lord comes to bring at Christmas time, certainly. I mean, it's a beautiful time period that we reflect upon. But does our soul, does it have that peace? Well, if we're not in the state of grace, it certainly doesn't have that peace. So do take advantage of this, we can say this last Sunday of the liturgical year, to reflect upon this past year, to try to look forward to the next. Look forward in terms of the state of grace for our soul. As I mentioned on the mission itself, there will be opportunities for confession for you. What a great way to prepare for then the Advent season, by starting it off in the state of grace, of how we have that peace to start this beautiful season as we try to prepare for the coming of the Christ child. Yes, we see in this Sunday Christ as King coming, but we're going to be preparing for the Christ child to come. That he comes to bring peace to our souls. And so let us pray for the graces to give us the strength to start off in the state of grace, but then to continue on the whole liturgical year that way. That we look to the opportunities that the church gives to us for the graces from God, and we take advantage of them. Because that is what we will be judged upon. Did we take advantage of what God gives to us? Or did we neglect them? And so certainly our Lord comes to bring peace, as he says, I think, thoughts of peace and not of affliction. And so let us say, as we see in the Psalms, those who trust in him shall not be confounded. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.